You're listening to Buckeye Game Day, presented by Citron Cooperman on 850 ESPN Cleveland and the Land on Demand with Kevin Arnold and Nick Paulus.
That's right. Getting you set. Ohio State will take on UCLA for the first time since 2001 tonight under the lights in the Horseshoe. At 7:30, you will hear that call right here on 850 ESPN Cleveland. And right now we head on out to the MGM Northfield Park hotline, where we find ESPN senior college football writer and ESPN Cleveland teammate Jake Trotter. Jake, we're having a conversation around Julian Saint today because, you know, everybody wants to give out the Heisman Trophy now, and it doesn't need to be voted on until after the conference championship games. We're kind of asking people if they even care. Should we even care whether he wins it or Jeremiah Smith wins it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to for your team to win the Heisman Trophy. But you're right, like, there's a lot of football left to be played. And honestly, you know, if it comes down to Mendoza and Saiyan, which, you know, it looks like there's a very good chance of that happening. Ty Simpson just threw a pick six against Oklahoma. I think it's 10-0 last I checked there. But
they just scored. You know, Bama just scored.
10-7. Assuming it comes down to Mendoza and Saiyan, that's going to get settled in the Big Ten championship game. Like, it just is. It's hard to imagine that, you know, Julian Saiyan would win that game and then Mendoza would get the Heisman. So I think everything is in front of Ohio State as far as individual awards go. I think that if there is going to be an Ohio State player that wins it, it is going to be Saiyan at this point, you know, despite how outstanding Jeremiah Smith is. But again, like, you know, he's going to have to go to Michigan. He's going to have to win the Big Ten championship. And I think if he does that, you know, all of that's going to take care of itself.
Jake, do you think the reason why people are discrediting Julian Saiyan and Jeremiah Smith for that reason is because Ohio State has just been, I mean, from top to bottom, the most dominant team so far this year?
Yeah, I don't know if people are discounting them. I think that it's fair to say that they have played a pretty manageable schedule, to put it kindly, since the Texas game. You know, Washington is probably the best team that they have played to this point. And, you know, where does Washington fit in the Big Ten? I mean, I think Iowa's better, USC, Michigan, obviously, you know, Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, like the 7th, 8th best team in the Big Ten.
Right.
You know, it's just worked out to where the schedule has, you know, with Penn State falling apart the way that they have, you know, you just haven't even played anybody in the top half of the Big Ten and won't until the Michigan game. And I don't know if you guys watched Michigan today. They didn't exactly, you know, look that impressive. You know, had to hold on for dear life with all the turnovers in the fourth quarter against Northwest. Not hold on. They had to go down and score a field goal at the end to win the game at the buzzer. So, again, yeah, they haven't played anyone great, but that is coming. That's going to come, you know, at Michigan. I don't know if I would call Michigan great, but, you know, that's certainly a tough test. And then it's going to come against Indiana, which you have to think is going to be the number two team in the country, given the way that A&M, you know, had to basically pull off a miracle in the second half to win that game against South Carolina.
Jake, just to continue this conversation, just one more second. I know you're saying that you don't know if people are discrediting that what they're doing, but I do want to read a quote from it because we don't have audio on this. It's just a quote written out there. ESPN's betting analyst Pamela Maldonado said, in terms of Julian Saiyan and Heisman case, the gist is Ohio State winning alone is not enough. Voters need to feel something, and right now he has zero emotional imprint on the season. He's efficient, clean, technically superior, but where's the drama, end quote. How would you respond to people that may have that kind of thought process?
Well, he hasn't had an opportunity for a Heisman moment, if you're talking about drama. And part of the reason is just what I said. Like, I haven't really played anybody since week one, and they've dominated the people that they've played. So there hasn't been an opportunity for him to throw a game-winning touchdown pass like Mendoza did against Penn State. So I think all of that is fair. It doesn't mean that Saiyan is not worthy. He's just, his time is coming. And as long as Ohio State continues to, you know, methodically dispatch of people, you know, they're going to get closer and closer to the point where not only they're going to have people in position to win national awards, Litnikoff, et cetera, but, you know, they're going to have an opportunity to snag the number one overall seed, which is really what this season is all about. It's not about getting Julian Say in the Heisman. It's about winning a national championship and defending a national championship for the first time in program history.
Yeah, it would be something, you know, obviously extremely special whenever it comes to that. Well, there is a game tonight, Buckeyes versus the Bruins, under the lights at Ohio State. Always a special moment whenever that happens. Buckeyes are 34.5-point favorites. We did learn earlier, Jake, from Pete Thamel, talking about how Nico I, the quarterback for the Bruins, is going to be out for this game. Luke Duncan, a guy that, I mean, first time I'm ever hearing the guy's name, is going to be out there. Do you think, not having any sort of game film or tape on a guy like that, does that present any sort of problems, or do you think Matt Patricia is just going to send the dogs after a guy that hasn't thrown a pass this year?
Yeah, don't ask me for the scouting report. I don't know.
That was my next question.
Nobody has the scouting report on Luke Duncan out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're Matt Patricia, you know, I don't know what kind of mobility he has compared to Nico. You know, obviously, that had been one of Nico's strengths this year. And that three-game winning streak UCLA had, he was really doing a good job getting outside of the pocket and making plays. I venture to say, this, I think he's a redshirt sophomore. He's not going to have that type of threat. So, you know, those quarterbacks have given Ohio State, not necessarily this year, but traditionally, you know, in the past, you know, quarterbacks that can move around and make some plays, gives a lot of defenses trouble, you know, at times. But yeah, I mean, like, you look at UCLA, you know, without Nico, it's just hard to see how they're going to move the ball against this Ohio State defense. I don't know that they would have been able to move the ball much anyway, but you know, with a quarterback who's basically done, you know, not had an ounce of experience, you know, in the shoe against the number one defense in the country. I mean, good luck to him.
Jake Trotter, senior college football writer for ESPN, is our guest here on Buckeye Game Day, presented by Citron Koopman. A player that I wanted to ask about and see if you've heard anything about him, because it wasn't until late in the first quarter we even heard that he, you know, he was hurt last week, and that is one Carnell Tate. Have you heard anything in terms of injury update, if they're staying cautious with him until they really need him? Rumors today of him, like, having a season-ending injury. Of course, that not actually found to be true by the main people that are sourced out. But have you heard anything around this injury? Because, of course, college doesn't have to do what the NFL does.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that if Ohio State was playing in the national championship last weekend, you know, he'd have been able to play. You know, tightness pregame. He wasn't on the injury report all week. So, I and Ryan Day used the word, like, you know, abundance of caution or some phrase like that. So, again, like, they, you know, you're playing Purdue. You're playing UCLA today, so you don't really need to stress him out if he's still feeling a little bit of tightness. And again, I think it's just, you know, the college football season is like the NFL season anymore, especially if you're a team like Ohio State. There's a lot of games left. You know, you've got potentially the Big Ten championship and then three or four playoff games after that. So it ends up being like a, you know, 16, 17 game season, just like the NFL potentially. So you got a long way to go. My sense is they're not worried about whatever happened in pregame warmups last week, and they're just making sure that he's good to go for when they really need him, which, you know, it's probably not until the Michigan game. It'll be interesting to see, like, you know, what the offense looks like today. But again, there's more than enough firepower to put up the points on UCLA, regardless of what Carnell Tate's status is right now. What's important is that, you know, he's 100% or close to it for the last game of the season and then the postseason after that.
Yeah, and if anything, Jake, it gives, you know, guys, you know, behind them more playing experience, which is something you're obviously going to need.
Miley Graham,
exactly.
Rogers, Bryson Rogers.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're gonna want to absolutely have all of those guys ready to go as well. Jake, one last thing here for you. You're obviously also the co-host with one Chris Oldak for the Browns post-game show presented by Beachwood Dental, and obviously tomorrow there's a game. You're going to be here a little bit later than normal, 4:25 kickoff. So unfortunately for you, you're going to miss supper time with the family. But Browns versus Ravens. Last I saw, I think it's 8.5 points. I'm sorry, 7.5 points for the Browns as home underdogs. What's your thought process for before tomorrow's game? And are we going to see Shedeur Sanders tomorrow?
I don't think we're going to see Shedeur, pending an injury to Dillon Gabriel. I mean, I will say the Browns have played Baltimore pretty tough at home over the years. They've really played everybody in the AFC North pretty tough everywhere, with the exception of Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, for whatever reason, they just never play well there. I wouldn't be stunned if it's similar to that first game where the Ravens kind of have some trouble getting going offensively, especially as Lamar's kind of working his way back. He's, a little bit banged up coming into this game. I think the defense, the way that the Jets game ended is, I think they're going to be out to prove that they're better than what they showed at the end of that game. And some of the Breece Hall screenplay and all that stuff. But I it's hard to see the Browns scoring enough points against the Ravens defense that has, been durable at times this year, but is starting to play a lot better up to its, capability. There's a lot of good players on that defense. I'm not optimistic the Browns are going to win, but could this be a competitive game in the second half? Yeah, I think I could see that happening.
Well, Jay, we appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow. I know that's always tough for you and Krista and Carm to get through those shows after the Browns games. We appreciate your time and love all the expertise you bring for college football.
See you guys. Have a good show.
There he goes, Jake Trotter, senior college football writer for ESPN. We got Against the Spread, Inside the Numbers coming up next, plus Alfonso in New York, Adrian in Medina. I promised you, and I'm going to keep that promise. Coming up next, we'll get to you on the phones. You can always call 216-710-0850. Post at us at OnX at ESPN Cleveland. And, of course, jump in the YouTube live chat. More of Buckeye Game Day presented by Citroen Koopman coming up next right here on 850 ESPN Cleveland.